From Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL-FM, welcome to Wine and Dandy. I'm Sarah King.
I'm Jamie Caskey. Wine is fun, and we intend to prove it.
And wine is needed now more than ever. It's the only time I'm going to use that now more than ever thing, because it's true in this instance.
Unless those killer hornets come and everything else that might be coming our way.
Do you remember the Australian fires?
Yes. Oh, I saw that. I saw that gal talking to herself. There's a great video, if you guys haven't seen it, Google it, where a young woman is talking to her.
It's like she comes back from the future.
Yeah, she's talking to herself from 3 months earlier. And the 3 months earlier gal's like, oh, these Australian fires, it's like the worst thing. It's January. It's the worst thing that's going to happen in 2020. And the 3 months later one, who's dressed like a slob, like we all dress now.
Yeah.
It's like, hold the phone. That's not.
No, she was like,
I don't even remember that.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about this. Yeah. I mean, it is bad, but
we laugh because we don't want to cry.
Yeah, exactly. What weird times.
It is.
But you know what we have?
Wine.
That's right. So we're going to continue on in our unknown, little known wine series. And so today's is the little known wines of France.
We want to thank our friend Courtney and wine authorities who have researched this and donated the wine that is a no-touch delivery. You order your wines. Show up, call them, pop the trunk. They come out and put it in there. That's what they did for us. Thank you, wine authorities.
That's right. I just gave her the simple directive. I just want to have three wines that are not very well known, and I want them to be roughly $20 and under.
Right. And this time it's from France, which has to be interesting to find a wine from France that's not very well known.
Oh, there's lots of them. Just like in Italy. Like anytime there's anytime you're in a winemaking society, there's going to be wines that only stay within the locale where they're grown.
Oh, cool.
Like, for instance, there's a Vermentino made in Capraia, which is an island off the coast of Italy, and you just get it there. They sell out of it every year.
Oh, cool.
Because it's just sold there.
Yeah.
So we're going to France today, and I'm so excited to start with the first one. I love this wine.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cute from the top to bottom.
Okay.
It's called Picpoul de Pinay.
Oh, you know, I like alliteration. It's a beautiful bottle. It's green.
And it's long, almost like a Gewürztraminer bottle.
Yeah, and it has a little bit of raised...
like embossed glass.
Yeah, embossed glass. It's cool.
Yeah, so it means Picpoul from Pinay. And Picpoul, as I was taught, it's a grape. But when Jen King, when I used to work at Seaboard Wine Warehouse, told me that it meant lip smacking. And that's what... This is a very bright wine. What I love about wine, I know this is going to sound super cheesy, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
Is the fact that when you open it, you're literally getting a piece of France in your glass.
Nice. Yes.
And from a time and a place.
Yeah.
And I just, that's one of my favorite things about wine. It's like traveling in a bottle.
Yes, exactly. Which is the only way to travel these days.
Indeed. At least it's delicious. So give it a taste. I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. I think it smells like cheese. Maybe a little salty?
Yeah, it does. It's a little salty for sure.
Yeah.
There it is.
Ocean water, seawater, I should say.
So this is from the Languedoc region in France.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where that is?
I may have been there and just didn't know that was the region.
How many times have you been to France?
I've been to France twice.
Oh, lucky you.
Three times.
Oh, lucky you twice.
I'm sorry. I forgot about the cruise. Well, on the cruise, we stopped in France a couple of places.
So Languedoc, Roussillon. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you say it. Roussillon.
What's it near?
It's on the south of France.
Okay.
So it's not that far from Barcelona or Marseille. So yeah, it's a southern France. So it's in France. It's going to be a little bit warmer.
Is that your
warmer.
Map? May I see your map?
Yeah, of course you can.
She has a handy dandy map on her phone. So it's not too far from Toulouse.
Okay. Yeah, so Picpoul is known to be very lip smacking, bright, good acidity. And this area is seaside. So it's going to have nice saltiness because the salt air affects the grapes.
Ah, so it smells like that.
And it's going to go great with fish.
Okay. I've been eating a lot more fish since we've been under COVID-19.
I always eat a lot of fish. I've realized a pattern now that I've eaten lunch every day at home.
Uh-huh. What is it?
I eat canned fish all the time.
Do you?
Canned oysters, canned octopus. Oh, my God. It's No.
I only do tuna and salmon in the can, baby.
I do those, too. I don't like tuna that much, but
I do canned octopus.
They have it in the Goya section. And what I tend to do is they have one that has a garlic sauce or a hot sauce, and I make a salad. It has to have croutons.
Okay.
And then you put the octopus in there, and it's just like a shrimp salad.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. Smoked oysters you can put on a charcuterie board. I love canned fish.
It's very mild. Nice.
It's lip smacking.
Crisp. Yep. Sure.
Racy acidity.
Citrusy. Oh, a perfect summer wine.
Oh, 100%.
Very much so.
You haven't heard the best news.
Tell me.
I've seen it listed for $10.
Okay.
It's a very inexpensive wine, and it delivers every time. It's to me, it reminds me of the Spanish wine that
Albarino?
The other one.
Oh. We just tapped out on my memory bank.
It's the green one. You know.
Oh, is it? It's not Vino Verde.
Yes.
Oh, how? I did have a memory cell left.
Yes. It reminds me of Vino Verde, where Vino Verde is so bright.
Yes.
Vino Verde is a little grassier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has a grassier note to it.
And this slightly is. Slightly lemony green color.
Yes. The bottle shape is the same. Mm-hmm. But this is going to be a little more citrusy, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But.
Because I drink a lot of Vino Verde in the summer. Well, not a lot, everybody. Don't worry about me. But I like Vino Verde in the summer.
No, I don't worry about you and wine. I worry about you and jelly beans. I know about
that. Look, this is so bad. A girlfriend came over with her two sons. They were going to play outside just to give them a break because school's out. And they brought me a tiny Tupperware, like the smallest, picture the smallest Tupperware, like 2 by 2 inches full of Starburst jelly beans. And my husband took it.
Oh.
She can't have those.
She can't.
She'll become a raging meanie.
Yeah, a raging meanie.
That may not have been the words he used.
Oh.
I'm translating.
Raging meanie's funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a punk band called that. We're Raging Meanie from Boston.
But yeah, this is terrific.
Yeah, it's super yummy, super affordable, and it's really, really good. Anything with this much acidity,
raw
oysters, mm-hmm. Oh, forget about it. Can you imagine with mignonette on there with the shallot, black pepper?
I do not do oysters, so I'm not even going to imagine.
It makes my mouth water.
You know what this would be good with? An omelet.
Mm-hmm.
And as someone who's...
Yes, you know, yum.
I think this would be perfect with a nice light meal like that.
Yeah, very fresh.
Summer dinner. Sure, put a bunch of summer veggies in there.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever make zucchini boats?
I haven't in a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't in a long time.
Right.
Honestly, the last time I made one was my freshman year in college. I remember it because it was one of the first recipes I cooked for my Moosewood cookbook.
Oh, yeah.
I have an original first edition.
Nice.
My uncle gave it to me when I was 10.
That's a gift, man. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. So it has zucchini boats in there. And I remember making it. And it was the first delicious thing I ever made.
This would be good in that.
It would be amazing.
Because
I want to make zucchini boats tonight.
Speaks summer, doesn't it?
Do you make zucchini boats?
Uh-huh.
What do you put in them?
I do any. You can do really anything. I tried to make them last night with tuna and some leftover herbs.
Tuna!
But we waited
fresh
too late,
canned.
So we didn't. Last night, I was going to use canned. I had everything out to make it, but you know what we did? We got sucked into house owners renovation. Yeah, we're those people now. And so we just ate leftovers. Let's go. Whatever. I had chicken salad for lunch and dinner. And the night before.
Oh, well, you know, you liked it. Good job on
man. I'm
good job on making a salad. You just couldn't quit eating.
Right.
That's so funny. I have every single week, I try to empty my fridge. It is a game, a legit game for me.
Oh,
I just wrote a Go Ask Mom on WRAL.com,
mm-hmm.
and it was about leftovers.
Yeah.
I love to use leftovers and try to make them into something awesome.
Yeah, that's a good, it's like a puzzle for you. It's kind of cool.
I've gotten into it now during this quarantine in a kind of sick way.
Yeah. I should have you come to my house because we have so much food.
Oh, I could totally help you.
Yeah, I'm a leftover eater.
Eddie's
but
not.
I'm really the only one in the house. The others, not so much.
Well, you're cooking for four.
Yeah.
So that's
many
a
days.
Lot of leftovers.
It's a lot
I just
of leftovers,
cook for two
yeah.
and a little one.
And I'll eat the leftovers. Like I had the chicken on the evening, then I had it twice yesterday. And may have overlooked today. But my husband taps out. And he's like, don't want it. And then everybody else is just kind of doing their own thing for lunches. So they don't take leftovers.
Leftovers are for lunch. That's what they're for.
I agree. Anyway. And sometimes if you're being super creative for breakfast. Like if there's leftover pizza.
Yeah, put an egg on it.
But
breakfast.
When is there leftover pizza?
Yeah, I have leftover pizza. We made some last night.
Oh, we don't have that very often.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
It's one of the... top rated goers, if you would, on the leftovers in the fridge.
Well, yeah. It's pizza.
Right.
All right. Well, let's get into our next two wines after we take a short break. Welcome back.
Hello.
So we're going to move on to our second little known French wine. And this one is something I've never heard of. And you are Franchie.
Oh, yes.
Francois in the house.
It's beautiful.
How do you say that?
This herbage is Domaine de Herbage, looks like the winemaker. And then it's Gruyot Gris. So it's something white.
Gray.
Gray. I always say that wrong.
You did. Last time we did it. It's gray. It means the grape is gray color.
Royal gris. And it's a beautiful, but it looks like a rosé.
It is a rosé.
It's a very light rosé.
So I'm going to read word for word from the tasting notes that Wine Authorities does provide you each and every time you buy a bottle of wine. They print out the tasting notes.
That's awesome.
And it also gives you serving suggestions.
Oh, I love that.
So I'm going to read the, I'm going to skip over the what it tastes like because I don't like to get preconceived notions.
Right.
But I'll give you what it does say. Griot Gris is a Griot. Is it Griot?
Griot, I would say. Yeah.
Okay. Griot Gris is a lighter-skinned, pinkish variant of the once ubiquitous Loire grape. And this is from the Loire Valley. And I honestly have been trying to get a wine professional on to talk about Loire Valley wines because they're so cool and funky.
Yeah.
Funky is always word. Yeah. I don't use that word very often because I think it's kind of cheesy. But Loire Valley wines are funky.
Oh, cool.
And so this is a Loire Valley grape. And it's made, it says, responsible for an ocean's worth of crisp rosés and light-bodied reds. We don't encounter Griot-based wines as much as we once did, and Griot Gris is an outright rarity.
Hmm.
This wine has been made in limited quantities.
How much is this wine?
$15.
That's not bad.
Exactly. A gentleman named Jerome Chablais, hailing from the Atlantic reaches of the Loire's Muscadet country.
Mm-hmm.
This not quite effervescent white tingles with mouth-watering acidity and goes on to tell you more things I'm not going to read.
Okay.
And that's it. So this is a very rare grape, and I love that it's rare but yet affordable.
Yeah, me too, which is unusual, especially with a limited release of it. It's such a pretty color, y'all. It's like a very, 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 very pale. Well, actually, it pours a little bit pinkish yellow.
Yeah.
But the bottle is like this very pale pink. What's that super blousy flower that's blooming right now?
Like a peony.
Thank you. I love it when our minds
airdrop.
Meld.
Bunk, boom. Yeah, it's definitely peony colored.
Oh,
woo.
Well, this
it's got a nose.
Like heaven.
Holy Toledo.
It smells
what
terrific.
What is that smell? I know that smell.
Sharp but pretty. It's almost like a very intense rose.
No, I wouldn't even say it's rose. It's some kind of...
Wow, it's nice.
It's not watermelon. Oh my God, that's beautiful. It's the most floral yet like melony. It's like a melon floral.
Ooh, it's honeydew.
Oh.
Ding, ding, ding.
But even more so, like it's like honeydews and peonies together.
Mm-hmm.
Gardenia, perhaps.
Gardenia's too strong.
And I can't get over how perfumed this wine is.
Oh, it's just so pretty.
Good Lord. I can't imagine what this is going to smell like. I am floored by how...
She means taste, everybody. That's
right. It's been a long week. Sorry. 2020 is getting to me, okay?
2020 is literally kicking all of our potatoes.
I mean, I really... Let's taste it, then I'll get into some esoteric stuff.
Okay.
Mmm.
I think the alcohol content must be higher because it's cool on my tongue.
Interesting.
I like it.
It's
a lot.
But it's funky.
In what way do you mean funky?
Well, first of all, the nose is unusual.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I find that the palate, I want to say there's a little white porcini in there.
You would know better than I.
like there's a slight earthy quality to it. Definitely doesn't taste as melony as it smells. The smell is intense.
It's like burying your face in a bouquet of roses, in my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. It's intense, but the taste is much more subtle. You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm just doing a painful stretch.
Why?
I had a little cramp come up.
I get it. We're all sitting a lot these days.
Yep. I need wine.
I ordered myself a home yoga studio. I as a former yoga teacher, I've always wanted certain items.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted bolsters.
Oh.
Which are these big, firm pillows that are built to do restorative poses.
Oh.
And I bought myself some yoga blocks, and I have a strap. So I have every prop that I need.
That you need, yeah.
And I've started doing yoga from YouTube. I mean, you can pay for Gaia TV.
Adrian, Yoga with Adrian, everybody.
I like Yoga with Adrian.
And see, when this all started back in March, when I thought we'd be back at work in 2 weeks, I was doing yoga every day, and then I threw my sacrum locked. So I threw my back out, and then I stopped. And now I have been afraid. I've been doing a lot of other stuff. Actually, we've been bike riding, like it's our job. But I've been afraid to get back into yoga. yoga because of my back and because of what happened earlier. That's just mental. Yes, I know, everyone. And I need to do it again because it is mission critical with as much sitting as we're doing.
Yeah. And I mean, don't put that much pressure on yourself, though. Just do it because it makes you feel good.
Well, the nice thing about, I know we're on a total side note, everybody, but you need to hear this. The nice thing about yoga with Adrienne and yoga online is you can pick, you know, the length that you could do yoga for 7 minutes, or you could do it for an hour and a half or 2 hours. There are all kinds of different lengths of these yoga practices, and it's so good for your back.
Yeah. Well, I started doing restorative because
I'm going to specifically look on YouTube for restorative yoga then.
It's the best.
I haven't looked that up.
I never use the word yummy in reference to things because it makes my stomach turn a little bit, but I call it yummy yoga. Because basically you get into a pose and you'll hold it for 15 minutes.
Wow.
But you prop yourself up.
Like on the box or on your bolster.
Well, the bolsters and whatnot, or couch cushions. But you get yourself to, so you're not using a single muscle.
Oh.
And then you melt. Oh. For 15 minutes, you try to like just get as relaxed as possible.
I do that with legs against the wall, which is also a yoga pose.
It is a yoga pose, and it is using restorative.
Yes, I love that one.
So yeah, restorative yoga. Oh. So I've ordered the bolsters and like...
Nice.
Even Luca knew how excited I was, and I was like, I'm going downstairs to use my new bolsters. And he was like, oh, okay, I'll stay upstairs and watch Paw Patrol. And I was like, okay.
Good idea, smarty. Yeah. And I mean that literally.
I know.
So yoga and wine, there we go.
Okay, anyway, it is a cleansing practice. They don't go together, just for the record. Don't fool yourself. The yoga and wine thing is a false.
I mean, don't drink wine while
fallacy.
You're doing yoga.
Drink water and tea. Yeah. So this wine's supposed to go well, and Loire is in the south as well. I mean, before I say that with 100% of surety, let me look that up and make sure I'm right.
We're all about the Google Maps today, kids.
Well, you know,
we're using technology like champions.
So the Loire Valley is south and west of France in the center of the country.
She means Paris. I'm doing all Sarah translations today.
My mind is so mushy. You want to hear the funniest story?
Yeah, always.
So I keep a bullet journal. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, you're really good at it.
It works for me because it makes me sit down and focus on what my next week's got to come. And so you have to literally draw out your weekly calendar. Mm-hmm. And so I drew out my calendar. It was on Monday after the protesting, and then all those people chose to riot and loot because you know, it's disappointing.
Yes.
But so my mind
totally
was
separate.
Totally separate. Yeah. It's just, it doesn't take away from the message. But regardless, so I'm coming in after our show and I'm trying to build my calendar and I'm writing in the dates and I say, oh, our wedding anniversary. And so I call Eddie or text Eddie. I'm like, hey, don't forget Wednesday's our anniversary. And he writes back and he says, did you mean to text your other husband? And
I said, shoot. Yes, I did.
And I was like, wait, what? And then I looked down and I had filled out the entire week as May 1st. Through, I had the days right, but not the
days.
But I was so absent-minded.
And you're like,
I'd already celebrated because the days have been one long day, and I'm like, was that last year? This year? I don't know.
Stop milking me for presents, Sarah.
Exactly.
So, you got your bolster. Leave me alone.
Exactly. No, I paid for it. So anyway, that is the Goulot Gris, delicious. Perfumey.
I love this.
You like Gewürztraminer? I guarantee you'll like this wine.
Oh, yes. Right. Good comparison. Oh, I love how you're making it understandable because we are doing little known wines with a nice comparison for what we do know.
Well, I want to give people a landing point. Like,
right.
If you like this, you
comparison.
Probably like this. Yeah. So if you like Pinot Grigio, Picpoul is right up your alley.
Oh, yeah. I finished that entire tasting. It was a small tasting, but usually we pour back, but not that time.
Oh, stop lying. We haven't poured back in months.
That's how you can 2020, you crazy cat.
2020. I mean, like 20. I had a conversation with my best friend, Shannon, the other day, and I was like, I stopped asking. It can't get any worse. I stopped saying that.
Oh, no, you can't say it.
I literally cannot say that because it seems to keep getting worse.
Right after Murder Hornets, when they said the monkeys had stole the COVID virus vials in India, I was like, okay, sure. Okay, sure they have. Okay.
And that was a true story.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my. And what's crazy, it didn't even make that much news. The military came out with pictures of aliens and nobody knows about it. It's true. Look it up. It was on CNN.
What?
Yes.
I don't want to. Yeah, I'm kind of tipped off. I'm tapped out.
Yeah.
Tapped out. With 2020. If they're aliens, I'm just going to need them to show up. It needed to be a surprise. Be in my backyard with a birthday cake because I just need it to be a pleasant surprise. You better be nice, aliens. Don't look like spiders.
It was on all the news outlets.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, like these unidentified flying UFOs. Like it. If you look it up, you'll find it.
Where was it?
And nobody heard about it because it's 2020.
Crazy. Google's on fire right now for people listening to this.
Like, what? Sarah's crazy.
Typing is
crazy. No, I'm not. I'm not crazy. I read it and I was like, wait, what?
Major news outlets, not just the ones Sarah follows.
It's not like, you know, welovealiens.com. Right. Oh, look, the aliens are here.
Okay, I have to tell you a funny story. Also funny, very brief. Everybody's at home more. They're doing their own thing. So I told y'all my sister was in town this past weekend. She said her husband sits in his studio and he has the TV on in the background. She said, thank God we're in different places because my husband and I sit at the same table. It's very crowded. He's TV, I'm radio. He has three monitors. My laptop's on a box. I know I've mentioned it because I'm still bitter. So anyway, she said they're in separate rooms. And she said she can see from her dining room table where she's working remotely through the kitchen, down the hall, into the den where he's working remotely. And he has Ancient Aliens on all day. She said, thank God I am not working in the same space as him.
The thing I want to say about Ancient Aliens.
Oh, here we go. I'm going to give you his phone number. Y'all can
just real quick. No. Uh-huh. Is the guy who looked like he just got blown up. He's like the most credible person. There is a guy who's super tan. Uh-huh. He's super tan. Like he's singed
how
on his
tan is he?
He's singed on his cheekbones, the tip of his nose.
Oh,
like, he's
wow.
super tan. And his hair looks like it's been blown back and sprayed in place.
Oh.
And I'm like, dude, if you're going to talk about aliens, try to look a little less cray cray. Like, oh my God. Yeah, so I cannot watch Ancient Aliens. I have a large level of belief in whatever could be, could be. But that, I'm like, come on.
I didn't even know it was a show.
You didn't?
No.
My mom likes it.
No. Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
It's fun.
Well,
it's a fun thing to think
her
about.
Her number.
Yeah. It's a fun thing to think about. Okay. Before we get on to our last wine, and thank you for anyone who's made it this far in the podcast with as many tangents as we've been on.
This is a virtue.
We'll go to our last wine, the red from France that I have here, right after a break. Welcome back. We are talking about the little-known wines from France, and we have gone over Picpoul and Griot Gris, and now we are moving on to... this one's actually a blend. It's by Chateau La Cambière. Mm-hmm. It's called Faisson Puzzle. Isn't the little C with the little apostrophe attached at the bottom, doesn't that come out as an S?
Yes, it does. Faisson. Oh, this is a nice, clean label, too. I love it. It's Doves, but... it's very artsy.
Well, I think that I looked up Faisson Puzzle alone on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and it came up with a lot of black and white French films.
Oh.
And then I saw some puzzles that look like the ones where you have to put the ball in the block and there's mm-hmm. ropes involved and it's...
Oh, like the mind-bending ones.
Yes.
Sure.
So maybe that's a Faisson Puzzle.
Faisson is a French word for I forget.
Great.
That's
is
not
it literally
what it actually
for I forget. I was like, well, that is apt
because
for
maison
us.
Because maison is house, and faison is something that I don't currently remember.
Oh, well.
Everybody look it up. You got time.
But how do you type the little C? I don't know. So this is a red wine. This is from the Sud-Ost region in France. And let's look that up. Let's get Google Maps out. I already have it out.
There we go.
Take a lot less time.
I've not even heard of that region. What is it again?
Sud-Ost.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Oh, no, I spelled that wrong. S-U-D space O-U.
Uh-huh. Oh, of?
No, O-U-E-S-T, all one word.
Oh, okay.
Sud-Ost Athos. Uh-huh. It looks like it's the southeastern part of France, on its way to Spain.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So this is 80% Nigrette and 20% Syrah, which French Syrah is my favorite.
She quickly snapped her little head up to say that. I was just thinking, ooh, you love French Syrah.
I do love a French Syrah. It's so, just unctuous.
And what was the first grape?
Nigrette, which I've never heard. This is a biodynamic wine.
Oh, we love biodynamic wine. They're the people who, bury it in a cow horn. And
yeah, they make
the
a tea out of the soil, and they treat the farm as if it's a living being in and of itself.
Yes,
not a
every
place.
Single thing goes into the wine.
Yes, it's awesome. So let's give this a taste. I know nothing about any of this.
This smells, if I were to take a smell, and tell, I would say this smells like a wine Sarah would like.
It's got dark, jammy fruit. It's got a little bit of smoke.
It is a little leathery as well, I would say. Yeah.
All right, let's taste this bad boy.
Do you like it? Got a bite.
No, I like it.
I thought you might.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's not, you don't like it.
It's not my favorite.
I like it because it's not super grippy.
But it does have a little bit of bite. Yeah,
a little bit of grip to it, but not overly so.
Yeah, you're not salivating. Yeah.
No. Well, I am.
Are you? I'm not much. Yeah.
Well, acidity makes you salivate, not tannin. Tannin dries your mouth out.
Well, either way, I'm not doing
either of those things. I think that it's got decent acid. I think it's I like it a lot.
What
I think,
food would you pair this with?
Well, I have the tasting notes from wine authorities, and their serving suggestions are braised turkey legs with coriander, cardamom, and boiled fingerling potatoes and dill.
That's pretty specific.
What?
After you said braised turkey leg, I was like, oh, say fair wine. Okay.
I would honestly think that would go well with that.
It would. Is the giant turkey leg that people are carrying
I had
around?
My first one at the state fair last year, and I was shocked at how much I loved it. I ate that thing within an inch of its life. There was no meat anywhere on
it's
that
you
bone.
And Bam Bam. I have never had one.
I hadn't either. I've been going to the state fair since 1995.
Yeah.
No. Before that, because I'm from North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I just get a day off
since
of school
little.
To go to the state fair.
Yeah.
And I've been going to the state fair forever. And I've seen them, never had them. You need to try one.
I guess I will then, yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't wait to hear you.
I'm going to take a little
flask
of this. Well,
there will be no state fair this year, so you're going to have to wait a whole year.
I'll wait next year. Sure. 2021.
Let's see. Let's see what our tasting notes say. Mm-hmm. Well, it also says that it's good for autumn root vegetable terrine with Yukon gold, yams, and grated raclette. Do you know about raclette?
I don't know what that is.
Cheese girl, you're going to love this.
Oh.
Raclette is... Oh, my. Raclette has a cult following. It is a melty cheese from France. Comes with its own freaking oven. Like when you, they make
Beyond
raclette.
Beyond everyone.
Yeah. No, it comes with, it's meant to be melted.
Uh-huh.
You don't eat raclette. I mean, you probably could, but you eat it melted.
Yeah.
And it's like super gooey and like they pull it out of the wheel and it's just dripping and oozing.
I love that.
And then you dip bread in it. And
that crusty French bread.
There are raclette restaurants.
Oh, well, we need to find one. Or start one.
I can't eat cheese. You do everything you need to do. I'll just provide the wine.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
But as far as the tasting notes that Wine Authority gave, it just says it.
I'd say it's full-bodied. It's not peppery, which and the nice thing is we've had no wines today that are peppery, which I know you like.
Yeah, no green pepper.
Nice.
Honestly, it just talks about the location. This is a very drinkable wine. If I was going to tell someone who wanted a... Of this for that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take another sip. I honestly think a Merlot drinker would like this. It's a little less grippy than a Merlot.
Mm-hmm. Shiraz?
I think a Pinot drinker would like it too.
Oh, okay. A regular Pinot, right. Yeah,
Shiraz is too big.
Uh-huh.
A bit, like Shiraz and Malbec, they have that spicy high alcohol.
Right.
This to me is more of a Pinot drinker's wine. It's going to be a little bit more hearty than certainly a old world style, European style Pinot.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are a California Pinot wine drinker, I would certainly recommend this.
Oh, that's a good idea. So this equates to a California Pinot, Pinot Noir. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah, and it's organic, natural, and biodynamic. So that's pretty cool, too. Mm-hmm. And this bottle runs anywhere. I found a wide range of prices, anywhere from $11 to $18.
All right. So that's, that's
somewhere
doable.
In that range. It's under $20.
Yeah. So of the three unknown or little-known French wines we just had, which was your favorite?
I have to say that the Gruel Gris?
Yes, very good wine.
Shocked.
Mm-hmm. Very tasty.
I mean, for a rosé, you look at rosé, you think you're going to get the same thing, a little bit metal, a little bit, minerally, not metal, but a little minerally, very refreshing. The nose on that is phenomenal.
Terrific. Yep, loved it.
You would blow any rosé drinker out of the freaking water if you showed up with that bottle of wine.
You wouldn't get to have any.
And I didn't
right
even
now.
Tell you, it's $15.
Oh, very approachable. All right. So, again, we got all of these wines from Wine Authority. They donated the wines today. Thanks, friends at Wine Authorities.
They have locations in Durham and in Raleigh.
That's right. And they have the touch-free delivery, so they're bringing it out to your car once you order it, which is terrific.
So if you have any questions, please contact us on our social media, Wine and Dandy Podcast, on Facebook and on Instagram. We would love to connect with you. We'd love to answer any questions you have.
Yep. We've been chit-chatting with people during this quarantine.
Yeah, because we're all social meeting like crazy.
Yes.
And, that's about it. So we're going to tell us if you like the series. I mean, I'm thinking maybe the next month we'll continue unless something strikes me and I think we should move somewhere else. Right.
And if there's a particular country you're curious about their wines, you can go ahead and add that in the comments as well and we will delve into that.
I love it. All right. Well, until next time, stay safe, wash your hands.
Amen.
And love one another. Even the ones you don't like.
And drink wine. Cheers.
Cheers.